Simmering tensions between Russia and the United States. Now Moscow is warning Washington that sanctions against Iran would have severe repercussions on Washington-Moscow ties. The Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman says the U.S. unilateral sanctions on Iran over its nuclear activities are against international law. Alexander Lukashevich says Washington's abusing its position in the global financial structure by imposing further sanctions on Iran. He lashed out at the White House for forcing other countries to engage themselves in its decisions. Lukashevich says sanctions should not affect Russian companies working with Iranian firms. The Russian official says pressure and sanctions are futile and will only push Iran's nuclear issue into a deadlock. Tehran says its nuclear program is all peaceful and has no military objectives. Well, for more on that story, we're now joined by Professor Mohammad Marandi, professor of University of Tehran, joining us via satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Professor Marandi, good to see you again. Do the concurrent unilateral sanctions show that maybe the U.S. is not committed to the so-called, quote, solution that it is so vocally trying to find with regards to Iran's nuclear power issue? How can they keep implementing sanctions and still go to the negotiating table with expectations of reciprocity?
That's an important point. The view, more or less, is that the United States is pushing forward in a way in which any agreement becomes more difficult. Many believe that the real problem is that the U.S. president is weak, and that he has allowed Congress and the Senate to take the initiative, and of course they are extraordinarily pro-Israeli. At the end of the day, it will have very little effect on Iran. The sanctions are very comprehensive, both the American sanctions and European sanctions. They have hurt Iran to a degree, but the Iranians have quickly replaced Western companies with Asian, Russian, Latin American, and African countries, and of course internal Iranian companies. But I think what is most important is that what the Americans are doing is that they are behaving in a very imperial manner and trying to force third parties, and the same is true with the Europeans. They're trying to force the Indians, the Russians, the Chinese, and others to obey by their demands. And I think in the long run that hurts their own stature and their own position.
What about the latest stance from Russia? They've told the U.S. that more sanctions on Iran will not be without repercussions. With a Moscow talk scheduled for a few weeks from now, will that statement play a more decisive role when the United States, along with the other nations, return to the table for talks?
I think it's inevitable that this sort of behavior by the Americans and the Europeans will be detrimental to their own economies and to their own political stature, because obviously countries like Russia do not accept the United States or the Europeans dictating terms to them, telling them how to behave and how not to behave. The Iranians, on the other hand, have already found alternatives to for trade. They are finding new ways for making bilateral agreements with different countries using local currencies. And in a sense, what it has done is that it has ironically helped the rivals of the United States and the Europeans, because they've lost their trade and these countries have gained the Iranian market. And on the other hand, it is weakening American and European hegemony over international markets and finance. One other thing is that it is making countries like the Europeans that have placed an embargo on Iranian oil more dependent upon unstable regimes like Saudi Arabia, which has a dying king, and other such countries. So in a sense, they're putting themselves in a very dangerous situation, but also important is the fact that countries like Russia are becoming increasingly angry at this imperial attitude of Western countries.
Many thanks, Professor Mohammad Marandi from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.